okay, I really want health, but I really believe that I can catch some things. And so when I go into a hospital, I've never been in one for my, for me, but I've been in hospitals visiting people who are there, and I hold my breath as I walk down the corridor so no germs will get in me. So as a result,
you must have very short visits.
It's tough, yes, and I keep going to a window and trying to get some air or something. I hold my, and so I do have short visits too. But my question is, so what's the key there to get the belief? I believe that I can keep it by holding my breath is the way I'm doing it. That's a form of belief too.
You are seeking your own sort of balance. You are wanting health. You are knowing that you believe that there are germs around.
Yeah.
You are sensing your vulnerability to the germs, and so you are guarding yourself from that which you feel vulnerable about, which is your way of staying healthy.
Yeah.
It is doing it the hard way.
That's what I know from
We would you. Suggest to you that you say, I want and expect help.
Yeah.
You see, let us carry this a little bit further. Your guidance system works for you best when you have made your clear statement of intent. Since you are intending health, when you are about to enter a hospital, you begin to feel negative.
True.
And what your inner being is saying to you is, Jerry, you intend health. You are now entering a place where you believe there are germs. You believe there is danger to your health.
Right.
And so if you will trust your warning bell, you will not go into the hospital.
At all.
And under those conditions, that is the best advice. You see, we are not here to make all of your beliefs different than they are. We are not saying that you hold improper beliefs. We are saying that you have a guidance system that will assist you in doing the right thing, right meaning that which is in harmony with your intent and with your current beliefs.
So there's nothing wrong with taking the coward's way out.
Of course not. It is not the coward's way. You are using your warning system effectively by avoiding that which you feel would jeopardize something that you want.
Yes.
Just as you say, I am a positive person. I intend to speak only of what I want.
Right.
And when you find yourself in conversation with someone who is complaining about everything, you want to get away from them too. Because your good mental attitude is now in jeopardy.
Sorry.
It is the same. It is effective. But what we are wanting you to know is, as you have this vision of yourself as you are wanting to be, you will attract less and less opportunity for the jeopardy.
Okay.
But your warning system is very important to guide you smoothly through life experience.
Can chemicals affect the body, like alcohol or nicotine or cocaine or etc.?
In a negative way?
Yes.
Indeed. In excess particularly. Your body will warn you, however.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What more?
Next, does any physical activity add to health? In other words, does better nutrition or more exercise, or does exercise or nutrition have a factor? Are they a factor?
They are a factor because of that which you believe.
Okay.
For you are believing upon many different levels, and you are believing much about nutrition. Your body responds because of the beliefs you have been born into.
I remember Winston Churchill's line, he was the head of England at one time, said, I never run if I can walk, and I never walk if I can stand, or stand if I can sit, or sit if I can lay down. And he always had a big cigar, and he lived to be 87 years of age, as far as I know, in really good health. So it was just a belief factor there.
Leaving at such an early age.
Well, if a person feels tired or listless most of the time, what would you suggest to them as a resolution, if they're in good health or seem to be?
This is the reason that we see you feeling that way.
Okay.
There is life force or energy that flows into you. It comes from the inner world.
Yes.
It flows into you as creative energy to be utilized. You extend it outward as you think of something that you are wanting. It is not that you are without energy. It is that you are not utilizing the energy.
Yeah.
Giving thought to what is wanted will give you the invigoration
Get
that you
back.
Seek. Even more than good nutrition, by the way.
Okay.